In this bulletin, South Australia prepares to enter a six-day coronavirus lockdown. A multi-million dollar package announced to boost tourism in regional Victoria. And in sport, fans excited ahead of tonight's NRL State of Origin decider in Brisbane. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Wide-ranging restrictions will come into effect in South Australia at midnight to help the state combat a coronavirus outbreak in Adelaide. The restrictions will last for 6 days and will be followed by a further 8 days of looser health rules. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says significantly reducing people's movement will help to stop the virus spreading.
Our concern is that if we don't have this circuit breaker, that we will not stay ahead of this. There is no second chance to stop a second wave. We are at a critical point, but we will get through this.
Schools will be shut except for vulnerable students and children who have essential worker parents. Childcare will only be available for children of essential workers as well. Pubs, cafes, coffee shops and food courts will be closed, while universities will also shut. Elective surgery, except for urgent operations and cancer treatment, will cease. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says masks will be required outside of the home.
People will be restricted from going out of their house for a six-day period. The message is stay at home unless you are accessing essential services or you are an essential worker. Exercise will not be permitted outside of the home for a six-day period. Food purchases will be available. You will be able to leave one person per household once a day.
Western Australia's Premier says his government is taking an ultra-cautious approach to the opening of its borders amid coronavirus outbreaks elsewhere in Australia. WA reimposed a hard border with South Australia this week over a coronavirus cluster. While praising Australia's overall handling of the coronavirus pandemic, Premier Mark McGowan says tight borders have helped to keep the virus out of his state.
If you go back to, what are we, November? If you went back to November last year, I wouldn't have dreamt of putting up a border with other states. But we did it. It's worked. It's kept everyone safe. It's kept COVID out. And we're going to continue to do it until we're sure it's the right time to bring it down.
New South Wales has recorded 11 straight days with no new cases of locally acquired COVID-19. But it's recorded 7 positive cases and people in hotel quarantine. In the past 24 hours, the state's carried out 17,000 coronavirus tests, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian receiving a negative test result herself. She's advising New South Wales residents to avoid travelling to South Australia unless it's necessary.
We are confident that South Australia has it under control, but we're just saying to our community, yes, the borders are completely open, but if you can delay it for a few days unless you have to go there, please do so. But of course, essential travel is still allowed and the borders are completely open.
Victorians will be offered $200 in vouchers to spend in the state's regions as part of a state government package to encourage people to holiday at home. To be eligible, people will need to spend at least $400 on accommodation, attractions or tours in the state's regional areas. There'll be up to 120,000 vouchers, costing a total of $28 million. The scheme is expected to be up and running in December. And to sport and rugby, Queensland State of Origin fans are hoping their team is able to make the most of the home advantage during tonight's decider at Lang Park in Brisbane. Since 2000, the Maroons have won 20-7 playing in Queensland. The New South Wales Blues has not claimed a decider at Lang Park since 2005. The finale will be played before a 52,000-strong crowd, the largest sporting event in the world since the pandemic. Maroons fan Frog Johnson says he can't wait to see who wins.
It's going to be the best freaking experience. Like, we are pumped. We were swamped in game two with a sea of blue. Tonight it's going to be a sea of Maroons screaming Queenslander getting us over the line.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, cloud clearing 26. Adelaide, much the same, 36. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 33. Hobart, cloudy, 25. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, also sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 35. This is SBS News.